This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, I love aphorisms, epigrams, paradoxes, koans, allegories, fables, and teaching stories of all kinds. And someone who is famous for the things he said, whether or not he actually said them, is the legendary baseball player, manager, and coach Yogi Berra. In fact, Yogi Berra wrote a book called The Yogi Book. I really didn't say everything I said. He's quoted saying many things he didn't actually say, such as, it's deja vu all over again. He didn't say that. And like Yogi Berra, Abraham Lincoln, and Albert Einstein, Mark Twain is often quoted saying things he never actually said or wrote. So I knew a story about Mark Twain, and I looked very carefully to see if I could find out whether Mark Twain actually made this famous observation about a cat and a hot stove. And I discovered he did. Mark Twain did write this. This maxim comes from Following the Equator. Twain writes, "We should be careful to get out of an experience only the wisdom that is in it, and stop there, lest we be like the cat that sits down on a hot stove lid. She will never sit down on a hot stove lid again, and that is well. But also she will never sit down on a cold one anymore." It's a very important thing to remember. Experience is a great teacher, but it's often a challenge to know the correct lesson to draw from it. Poet Stephen Spender made the same point in his literary autobiography, World Within World. In writing about literary criticism, he observes, "A writer should remember that the tendency of reviewers is to criticize work not for what it is, but for what it fails to be. And it is not necessarily true that he should remedy this by trying to become other than he is. Thus, in my own experience, I have wasted time by paying heed to criticism that I had no skill in employing rhyme. This led me to try rhyme, whereas I should have seen that the moral for me was to avoid it." When my biography of JFK, 40 Ways to Look at JFK, did not sell well, it didn't find its audience. Well, that's what they tell you when your book is a flop. I remember thinking, there are lessons here for me as a writer. What are those lessons? I didn't want to learn the wrong lessons. We want to make sure that we don't learn the wrong lessons from pain, frustration, criticism, or failure. This is much harder than it sounds. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.